I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Hindu nationalist push, led primarily by the Bharatiya Janata Party, is creating legalized persecution. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says,
we do see the states where the BJP party is the strongest starting to enact stronger, more stringent anti-conversion laws in Maharashtra, Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan. These, of course, are states that have a BJP party in power or a coalition in power.
New laws broaden the scope of activities that fall into the conversion category, putting more believers at risk. Keep India's Christians in your prayers.
The immediate threat is how it just emboldens the pro-Hindu anti-Christian activists with the government behind them. They can do things against Christians and know that there'll be no prosecution.
And when the door to freedom in Iran opens, are Christians ready? There are recent signs that the regime could fall in the near future, and ministries are preparing to enter. Panayotis Keenan from Sat7 Pars says,
there are other also denominations, if you like, who are also ready to step in when the regime falls, teaching not correct theology.
This highlights the need for solid biblical teaching for new believers. It also underscores the importance of introducing the gospel clearly to those who are curious.
So we need to prepare ourselves as Christian ministries. We need to prepare our viewers, our audience, to know right from wrong, to know correct theology, to identify it and not accept.
Sat7 Pars is creating programs for this purpose. Pray for the church to strengthen in this time. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.